Now, you guys have a few days off. You have the Edmonton Oilers coming up on the weekend on Sunday. And we were just talking off air a little bit about how teams most recently, St. Louis last night, a couple of nights ago, Arizona Coyotes, are trying to play him on one-on-one confrontations when he goes wide. We saw Connor McDavid burn Oliver Ekman-Larsson. We saw Vince Dunn try to play a little more physically on Connor McDavid last night. As the head coach of a team about to face off against the Oilers, what do you do against Connor McDavid when he's trying to take your defenseman wide?
Well, for me with that young man, it seems like anything anybody does, it doesn't work. And that's just how good he is. But, you know, for us, we're going to go about this with layers. And we will obviously want to challenge him and take away as much time and space as we can and fully respect his speed. So, if he's starting to go wide on one of our guys, we want to have our other, whether it's a D partner or our low forward who's been tracking the puck back, but like we want them coming back equally as hard to trying to square away our D-man if he does get beat there. So for me, it's to take him on one-on-one is more of a dangerous play. So we want a real group effort against him and even Leon as well.
Dallas, just wondering about the time between your NHL coaching jobs and the experience that you gained in the interim. How you're thinking about the game changed? Is there something that, you know, looking back at how you used to coach that you think completely different on now?
Yeah, no. Like, I think the fundamentals of, you know, like relationship-based coaching and that really hasn't changed my beliefs there. I think I've taken a way more prefer to be positive approach in that regard. But as for the game, the thing that has really changed is, like, you have to be a direct team. And what I mean by that is, like, as soon as you get that puck back, it's your first thought is how fast can we get this thing going, moving north? And once you have gained that zone, you've got to be direct to their net. And teams are checking so well now. They're very, very organized with it that you have to take a real direct approach where, you know, it used to be like, hey, in the neutral zone, hey, let's pull the puck back. Let's go D to D, back to D, and get some speed. And there's a time and place for that, maybe when you're changing. But now it is about be direct, be direct, be direct. And the really good teams in the league are doing it better than anybody else.
Ryan Getzlaff recently played in his 1,000th game. What kind of impact has he had on this Ducks roster with regards to leadership?
He's been unbelievable. And you know, I've been a big fan quietly of him for a very long time. And to be on the sidelines and watch him over the past 4 years has been impressive. But now to, like, really get to know this young man and to see his positive effect and influence on this team is incredible. You know, unbelievable night to be just a fly in the wall to watch him accomplish that goal. And then to watch how hard he has worked to really interact, push in the right direction, have a great influence on all of our young players. Like, I think we've got four guys that are 21 or are younger up front. We've got a couple of younger defensemen. We've even got a couple of forwards that I think are only 23. But to watch him work so hard to help them has been great, because, you know, sometimes those guys, it's like, hey, they're all set. They come in and they do their business and they kind of lead by, hey, just watch what I do. And that's the way it goes. But Ryan's taken a real, real interest in these players it's been fun to watch.
You mentioned, and we're talking to Dallas Eggens, head coach of the Anaheim Ducks, playing the Oilers on Sunday. You mentioned some of the young kids and having someone like Ryan Getzlaff around there to help shepherd, to help mentor some of these kids. You're doing something really tricky right now. I look at you, Dallas, and I look at the Anaheim Ducks, and I say, you know, Dallas has a couple of different things on the go here. One, playoffs, that's always a consideration. You know, stay competitive in the Pacific, stay competitive in the West, win games as many as you can. Gibson's always going to give you a chance to do that. But you're also breaking in, you know, not one guy who's young, not two guys, but I mean, Dallas, you have a handful, whether it's Troy Terry, whether it's Max Comtois, whether it's Sam Steele, whether it's Max Jones. Like, you're, Isaac Lindstrom has played some games. Like, you're kind of, this is kind of a juggling act for you this season, isn't it?
Well, it's a great tightrope, but it's necessary. And we're a team in transition. But we're not a team that's just going to come out and say, hey, we're in a rebuild and we're just going to go about our business and gather some more draft picks. Like, we have an expectation here of we want to battle hard every night and we want to be in the fight in the standing. And so far we've been able to accomplish that part of it. I don't think you're ever going to be satisfied. But you're right. We've got the four forwards up front right now that you'd have to check their ages, but I think they're 21 and under. Even guys like Nick Ritchie and Andre Kase are in that 23 range.
Yep.
And then depending on the night, we've got Larson, Gooley, who are 22, and Josh Mahura was just here as well. So that's a lot of pieces in your lineup. But it's certainly something that we don't fear, and our young guys are doing their best to improve every night, and our veteran guys understand it and have taken the approach of we're going to do everything that we can win. And the other thing that's going on here is I don't know all the managers in the league, but I'm pretty sure I've got the most competitive manager, the most competitive man that I've ever met as a boss. And that's a great thing for us because he's always going to do whatever it takes for us to get the right pieces in place to win hockey games. And so that's why we've taken the approach. It is a tricky one a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's one that not only the staff, but the players have really embraced that challenge.
Dallas, one thing that interests me is you mentioned that you have a lot of young players and, you know, they're an important part of your team. You also mentioned that you like to play a direct game, directly up the ice, directly to the net. One thing we know about young players today, not exactly in love with playing a direct game. There's a lot of east-west play, a lot of lateral movement, a lot of fancier plays. Where do you draw the line with letting those guys be the players they can be, but also doing, you know, accomplishing the goals the way the team wants to do it?
Yeah, and let me be clear. Our goal, part of our identity that we want is to be that direct team, and that takes time. You just can't walk into practice one day and go, hey, we're going to be direct here, quick up every puck, get to the net. I wish it was that easy, but it's not. So, like, this takes time to get this done. And you see the good teams like Boston, like, it's taken them time to get there. And so where does this lie with any player? It's, hey, we're going to keep harping on it. I like to really evaluate our players on their detail and their effort of the game plan. And they're going to make mistakes. Like, you just have to know that and reinforce the good habits when they've they're doing what's asked of them, and then show them that when they have made a mistake, like where the better play was. So I think it's lessons learned over a long period of time, but you've really got to take a breath with these younger guys and let them develop in your game plan. And at the same time, don't coach their skill out of them.
There's a little bit of a East Coast bias, and a lot of the casual fans don't see a lot of these games. How good is John Gibson?
Oof.
Well, for me, he's as good as they come. And I will, his record is not indicative of the goalie that he is. A lot of nights here he is stood on his head as you have been challenged to score goals. And when you talk about competitive people, that's a competitive man right there. When the lights come up and they're done singing the national anthem, it's on for him. And I will put him up against any goalie in this league. And he doesn't seek personal recognition. He's not like that. But as his coach, and I got to coach him 4 or 5 years ago, or 4 years ago as well. I wish there was more on him. I wish that the rest of the hockey world was keying in on his game just as much as they key in on some of those targets in the bigger markets.
Okay, let me finish up then, Dallas, by asking one more, dovetailing what Anthony just asked. How good is he questioned? Because this guy is one of my favorite defensemen in the NHL. He's one of the reasons for the last few years I've loved staying up and watching Anaheim games. How good is Hampus Lindholm?
Well, you can put him in the recognition part. You can put him in the same box as Gibby. It's another guy that flies under the radar. He is just an exceptional young man, and we like right below or right with, however you want to put it, with Ryan Getzlaff and the leadership department. Incredible kid, great leadership abilities. He's extremely fit. He's detailed. And you can basically put him in any situation out there. He logs a lot of minutes for us. We've asked them to get up the ice. We want more offense coming from our back end. He's embraced that. He's doing his best with it. But again, another guy that you can play in any situation on the ice. And he's the guy that's on the ice a lot of times when the game's on the line. But fully flying under the radar in this league.